This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we are ready and we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yeah, I'm ready. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, a lot of our cities are going to start getting forms of shutdowns, lockdowns. In my neck of the woods, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. So Governor Sisolak had, and appropriately so, ordered all non-essential businesses and casinos to close. We're going to kind of talk about what this lockdown, shutdown sort of new landscape is going to look like. I think people have been fearing that for so long. And the image people have, like this whole Walking Dead sort of thing, is kind of perpetuating some hysteria. But before we begin, I've been very nervous about a, you know, lockdown and non-essential, business closure because I'm going to be honest. Let me just put it out there because there's no sense hiding it. I'm not a real blonde, okay? This is not obviously my hair color. My hair color is kind of like a poo-poo brown. Not mousy brown. It really looks like the color of poo-poo, honestly. My roots aren't that very good looking. These are not my real nails. Luckily, I was able to get in yesterday before the salon's closed. These aren't my real nails. I have to have acrylic and some gel on them. This is not my normal hairless skin, okay? Every now and then, I do need a plucking and a wax, which means as these weeks progress, because salons are closed, you might not recognize me. Just please be kind. Not going to be very attractive. When Governor Sisolak in my neck of the woods, and depending on where you live, all right, what you might see, grocery stores can still be open. Banks can still be open. Certain hardware stores, pharmacies, doctor's offices. But gyms closed. Schools closed. Salons closed. Strip clubs closed. Now, that was the other thing I was kind of worried about, okay? My husband, if he needs, could go to a strip club. Now, if he's home and there are no strip clubs, I got to learn how to pole dance. Ladies, how? Okay? If I have to learn how to pole dance just to make sure, you know, we keep everybody's, you know, life from being completely disrupted, I don't know how that's going to work. But I am going to be a little bit more creative in the wife field because, hubby's going to be home for multiple weeks. And so, you know, we'll see how that goes. So a lot of places have shuttered, a lot of small business owners, and I have discussed options and things we could do. We talked about, apologize, getting texts like crazy today. We talked about a rent deferment, okay? We, even though we don't have the government yet providing mortgage relief and rent relief, you have landlords out there that might be pretty cool, okay? God willing. There's, I think, one landlord in South Portland who has already said, guys, nobody has to pay the rent for the next day or two. We have, certain letters and form letters that are already circulating on what you could approach and give the bank. I definitely, you know, suggest something like that in writing. You know, in light of the coronavirus outbreak, et cetera, and I'll find a copy and clue you guys in on that. You know, let them say no in writing. You know, I let them, you know, and I'm not saying they're bad. I mean, you know, I understand that even the banks owe money to somebody. But if there is a chance to defer rent, you'll still owe it at some time. But if you don't have to pay it now when you don't have income, you might as well try and take advantage of that. Unemployment, you know, should still be available. It's going to be a little busy, going to be a lot of lines, going to be, you know, definitely issues online, but there is unemployment. There's also a lot of food shelters out there. But what people want to know, and I apologize, getting messages as we speak, And I am going to take your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are going to get your calls and questions, I promise. 1-877-362-3254. But what a lot of people are concerned about is their place of business or their house going to get robbed? Are people going to try to steal toilet paper? Are they going to panic and try to steal sanitizer? Well, from what I understand, and I have to say, I know there's been a lot of criticism about things going on, but I really have to give kudos to these stores and these shop owners and local governments and the Trump administration on trying to make sure we keep the calm and not have people think that they're not going to get food, not going to get toilet paper, et cetera. From what I understand, these stores are going to still try to stock and restock, but they want to allow older individuals to be able to go in a safe environment, get what they need before they get exposed to everybody. So a lot of stores are going to allow older individuals to maybe come for the first hour. You're going to have web service, internet, because that's going to be probably your main form of communication, as well as TV. A lot of people don't have cable, okay? So you need to be aware. For the first week, you're going to hear a lot of jokes. People are going to kind of party it up. They're going to be like, oh, we got this, we got this. And they're going to kind of think it's not a big deal. Or you'll have a group of individuals that are going to panic and hoard everything they can up for the store because they've never had to shelter in place before. Most of us have never had to shelter in place. So, in terms of lines and all that, we've already started to see that. So we've already kind of started to see that hysteria. By week two, I'm predicting you're going to have a lot of people squirrely and a lot of people getting nervous. And people are going to want to just go outside because they want to go outside. We are not an animal that likes to be confined. You know how your dog scratches at the door, your cats try to scratch at the door, partly because they don't want to hear my singing. But, you know, we are animals. We are not going to want to be confined. And so as we are sheltering in place and locking down, unless we have an area that is open and not around other people, you know, there may be a lot of restrictions and we might be forced to go back inside. With that, there's going to be a lot more depression, claustrophobia, anxiety, and the psychological components start to kick in. By week three, I worry a lot about the medical components. You're going to have people that feel sick. They're going to start feeling sick, even if they're not. Why? Because this isn't their normal microbiome. Their normal microbiome has to do with work, has to do with their car, has to do with a variety of other things. So you're going to have, in a couple weeks, a bunch of people feeling sick that may not be sick. So, we're going to talk again. We're on break. But keeping the calm, getting through this, and not making fun of each other for having facial hair is going to be key. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. qualify today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we have the phone lines up. 1-877-362-3254. 1-877-362-3254, ready to take your calls and questions, and we will kind of give you guys the updates. I know it's a very, very stressful time. We don't have every state on board yet, obviously, because we have different numbers based on where you live. West Virginia finally got their first case. West Virginia had been probably the last state standing, but keep in mind it's because they didn't have, I guess, the opportunity to test and screen like many of the other states. So I had posted a map, and I will repost this. The New York Times has a fantastic visual graphic of where coronavirus is in the United States. I haven't been able to see another one as descriptive and easy to read. If any of you guys have a better source, definitely send that to me, 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And let me get, and I apologize if, I know some of you were trying to call, and I, okay, sorry, some of you guys are also texting. Daniel, if we do get any calls, just whisper in my ear, because it looks like I don't have access to Stack. Hold on a sec. Maybe I do. I forgot to tell you, with the lockdown and looming shutdowns and people kind of working from home, we are unfortunately showing really slow internet. Everybody seems to be on internet. Not very helpful. Okay. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. So total cases worldwide, 208,349. Okay. Going up, rising again. We're testing more. We have more and more test kits. Yes, those numbers are going to go up. Death rate right now at 8,200. 82,000 have recovered. In terms of China, 80,894 cases. They have 13 new cases considering their, you know, initial numbers. That seems to be promising, believe it or not. Hopefully it means there's a flattening of the curve. People are asking, what the hell is this flattening of the curve? Well, whenever you have cases, I don't know if you guys remember graphing in math, where you have the x-axis and the y-axis. I know, I hated graphing. I you know, but especially in epidemiology, you have the, you know, number of cases over time. And so as time progresses on the x-axis, the bottom, the horizontal one, if cases rise and you get a lot of them in a short period of time, the curve goes straight up. But if as time progresses, you start to, rather than getting, you know, from 0 to 90 cases, you kind of get, okay, you know, maybe now we have maybe another one case or another two cases, that curve starts to flatten. So you're going to hear this term flattening the curve. All right, we think in China the curve is starting to flatten. Unfortunately, they still had 11-plus new deaths since the last update, so their death count is about 3,200. Italy, we are seeing an exponential rise. What is freaking people out about Italy is Italy started the lockdown. Italy was probably, you know, the second country, you know, in line to start the lockdown. They're at 31,000 cases with 2,500 deaths. We are watching what's happening in Italy, and there's a statement out by the Surgeon General we're going to tell you, and, you know, where we don't want to be Italy. This is probably the first time in my life that an American does not want to be Italian. Okay, I mean, the Italian women are beautiful. The Italian men are beautiful. They got the best food. To be told we don't want to be Italy, that means the world is going, you know, to hell. So that was striking. Iran, 17,000 cases, 1,100 deaths. Spain, 13,000 cases, 623 deaths. Germany, 11,000 cases. 27 total deaths. South Korea comes in next at 8,400 cases, 84 deaths. North Korea still says they're out of zero. North Korea says they are no outbreak, nope, business as usual. So, whether you believe it or not, France, 7,700 cases, and then comes the U.S. U.S. right now, we're being reported 7,500 cases. 1,100 new cases have been reported just recently. Again, we're testing more. Okay, I'm not shocked there. Unfortunately, the death rate is still climbing. 116 cases. Okay? Netherlands has seen a huge jump. As well as Belgium. Austria. Malaysia. So, virus is spreading. That's why it's in pandemic status. It's hit multiple countries. I don't know of a lot of countries that don't have it yet. I think even Congo, it's even spreading out to Africa. So, in America, if you look at this map, and I'll describe it to you, New York and the Eastern Seaboard seems to have a lot more density of the cases. Maine has about 32, starts to lighten up as you get to Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, but still, multiple cases. New York, I think, is reporting at least 1,300. Atlanta seems to have a large cluster. Florida seems to be along, you know, pretty confluent, you know, along the state, except the panhandle seems to be lighter. New Orleans on this map seems to be having obviously more dense issues than more rural Louisiana. Does that mean rural Louisiana has no cases? Hard to tell. When you're rural, you have social distancing. Unfortunately, if the test kits aren't coming to rural Louisiana, you won't know. Texas, same thing. Seeing a lot of little clusters around the Houston, Dallas, Galveston area. California, on the other side of the country, much more density in San Francisco. Los Angeles, San Diego, having cases. California, I think, has risen to over 700. Washington, though, seems to have some of the highest amount of cases next to New York, over 900 from what we're seeing. Multiple cases throughout multiple areas, not just Seattle. Oregon, up to 65. Nevada, up to 48. Utah. By the way, Utah had a earthquake. We've got to talk about that a little bit. Utah cluster appears to be more around Salt Lake City. I don't see any cases in St. George. I don't see any cases, you know, but that doesn't necessarily mean they aren't there. You know, again, who's testing? Colorado, Denver area. One of you, okay, I don't know if I want to read this on air. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked, why are many of these coronavirus cases in Democratic or liberal districts? I don't think they, and I get what you're saying, because you have the San Francisco, and you have the Washington, and you have the New York, and all that. Colorado, I get that. It's more, you know, and I don't know if you're joking or not, but it is more of a density issue. Wherever there's population density, we might seem to see more of a blue region politically, but then, of course, from an epidemiological standpoint, you have more of a possibility of, you know, having infection. So I, seeing, Texas has its share cases. I mean, where you have population. Arizona. So, you know, more red states are not going to be immune. Okay. The social distancing recommendation of 6 feet, many people are, you know, kind of concerned that that might not be enough, as coronavirus can live. You know how initial reports said 9 days? Now they're saying that coronavirus can live for 3 days on some surfaces. As far as I'm concerned, I'm still going to consider the 9-day rule, because it's the, you know, weakest link, right? If, you know, there was a report that some coronaviruses can have that, you know, sturdiness, 3 days, 6 days, 9 days, I am just going to assume that a surface could have something. And since I have absolutely no idea how often that surface was cleaned and cleaned appropriately, I'm just going to, you know, try to avoid surfaces. There was a study published on Tuesday in the New England Journal of Medicine suggests that the virus will disintegrate over the course of a day on cardboard, because a lot of people are freaking out about deliveries. And they're worried about if, you know, some companies such as Amazon could perpetuate the spread. They don't believe this virus could last very long on paper or cardboard, but there still is that potential, like we talked about with mail, etc. If you want, you could spray the box with Lysol if you could get Lysol. They say the virus becomes suspended in droplets that are smaller than 5 micrometers, which is aerosol, and they could stay suspended for about a half hour before drifting and settling on surfaces, and then it could linger for hours. The virus will live longer on plastic and steel. According to this one study, it could survive up to 72 hours. Doesn't do as well on copper, survives only 4 hours. And I believe there was a discussion of, stainless steel, I don't think it lasts that long also, but I don't know if they have, stainless steel numbers. So, in terms of the stability of this and the sturdiness and the strength of the virus to last, you know, longer periods of time outside the body, those are better numbers than we initially heard, but it still means we got to be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With confirmation yesterday that West Virginia now has a confirmed case of coronavirus, it means all 50 states have been infiltrated by it. And Mayor Bill de Blasio in New York City is predicting the numbers there are going to skyrocket over the next few days.
But we're going to top 1,000 today, undoubtedly. We're going to be at 10,000 not so long from now.
Basketball superstar Kevin Durant now among four Brooklyn Nets to test positive for the virus. In Utah, there's reported widespread damage across the northern part of that state because of a 5.7 magnitude earthquake this morning. Video on social media showing brick and stone on the ground from several buildings in downtown Salt Lake City. The governor, Gary Herbert, urging people to avoid that area until the damage is fully assessed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe,
all right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Surgeon General has warned today that Jerome Adams, that the 15 days suggestion that Trump came, now, I know we all have our different restrictions in our different states. We're under lockdown for 30 days in my state for non-essential businesses. Essential businesses and shopping and stuff like that can still go on. And I believe we're still able to drive to the pharmacy, to the doctor as we need. There were definitely people on the road today. the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams, said the 15-day distancing and avoiding of public gatherings and things like that that Trump had suggested was not going to be enough. He said Americans must pitch in and do their part now to stay home and self-isolate if they want the deadly disease to die. So he was on the Today Show to make this plea. And he has did not, from what I understand, give an actual number, which nobody can, of how long. He wants us to avoid becoming Italy. He says we have to act now. He's urging Americans to stay at home where they can and to practice social distancing to flatten the curve, which we talked about. Adams said the situation would be reassessed in 15 days' time and that it was possible to make a difference. Now, that's exactly what Donald Trump had kind of said. He had said, let's start with the 15 days and reassess where we're at. And so there's two schools of thought. People are asking me, okay, should you just tell us, you know, worst case scenario, that this is going to be happening for months and not give us false hopes, or rather than panic, should we see what we've been able to do with a 15-day and then reassess? Now, whenever it comes to any sort of thing such as this, which, by the way, you know, we're all kind of talking out of our retroperitoneums because none of us have ever lived through a situation such as this. Okay, I mean, none of us have ever, you know, seen anything like this. I mean, the Las Vegas Strip is closing down. I have never seen, I have been here off and on since 1981. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada now. I have never seen the Strip shut down. People in hotels are being asked, they're given an extra day or two to leave the hotel. People have to leave. They have to. I don't know what the airports are going to look like, but we've never seen this. By the way, one of you asked about domestic travel restrictions. At this time, not yet. We are not seeing domestic travel restrictions. I'm going to get to that as well, which, again, is a little kind of counterintuitive when it comes to locking down and sheltering in place and avoiding others, because your airlines could be a breeding ground. One of the reasons why we are in the predicament we're in is because of flight and travel. So I think they're aware. It's just this is not going to be an easy thing to, you know, people. I have a friend of mine that's currently, you know, in another state, you know, worried that he'll be able to fly back. You know, we are hoping loved ones can get back home. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if domestic travel is going to be limited. That is going to be very concerning. But it didn't have to be implemented yet, because what they need to do is tell everybody that it will be and get home when you can get home. That's going to be another mess. But back to the Surgeon General, Jerome Adams. So is 15 days, you know, nowhere near enough? Are we looking at where this has to be months, et cetera? Well, it all depends, okay? I know 15 days is enough. Las Vegas doing the 30 days, you know, we're going to be fine as long as somebody who isn't sick goes and infects other people. Will it do anything? It will. Us doing this lockdown will be huge to slow down the spread. Because now remember, COVID or the coronavirus can be asymptomatic, not cause any symptoms in somebody who got it for about 14 days. You will either get sick from it, very, very sick, or mildly sick, or not even feel it at all. But they believe it would then eventually die off if it doesn't have a new host. Will it die off in 14 days? Well, it depends. If you're provided a host and then you get symptomatic, there could be another week or two. But the reason why 30 days is the number that you're starting to hear come up is because if you're asymptomatic and you don't have symptoms for 14 days, it has an incubation period of 14 days, then you get sick, and then you're coughing and sneezing. Excuse me, there's a chance that virus could still live. And then on surfaces. So they think 30 days would provide a nice buffer. The only way that works is if everybody is on board. So let's say you have some family members with mild coronavirus, and you all sit home, and you you know, take it easy, and you, you know, hunker down, and you play board games and all that, and the kids get better, you get better, nobody else comes to your house, nobody else talks to you, sees you, by a 30-day time, I don't think you're infectious. By the 21-day time, you probably aren't infectious. So if everybody does that, this could work. But here's the problem, okay? As the casinos close, you still have to have security. We talked about that. And there still has to have to be people that clean things down. Security people still have to eat. They still have to use the bathroom. They still need toilet paper. I mean, you still need certain personnel. In Nevada, for example, okay, when Governor Sisolak, and again, understandably so, said only essential businesses should remain open, pharmacies, grocery stores, drug and convenience stores, banks, financial institutions, because people need cash, hardware stores, gas stations, all right? Those are vital. We need that because, you know, we still need to be able to, you know, ride in our cars and things like that. But there's still room for spread. Now, mind you, if we are able to minimize this and keep a social distance when we're pumping our gas, or keep a distance when we're at the bank, you know, or keep a distance when we're buying something at the pharmacy or the grocery store, it could work, but it's not 100%. So where we kind of worry is somebody that has it, and, you know, we have seen that, you know, the latest is the majority of coronavirus cases that got spread in China, they said were an asymptomatic people. Now, we're going to kind of give you guys the latest on that, but they said, let me see here, the stealth transmission, I'm trying to see the exact number of cases. The stealth transmission of COVID-19 said two-thirds of the documented cases in China were from people who didn't feel sick in the early days of the outbreak. So I got called on telemedicine saying, I need to go back to work, write me a note. And I go, okay, what are they worried about at work? Well, because they're worried about coronavirus, I don't have a cough, I don't have shortness of breath, I'm not sick. Let me go back to work. But the problem is, if it's in your area, we have no idea if you're carrying it. That's what happened in China, supposedly. Okay? Assuming this was started from a bat. And then it spread from there. Who knows? Okay? I've heard all the other theories about labs. I'm just as bewildered by how we had all those, you know, cases in China overnight, which makes me think it's been around for a while. I'm assuming that people were fine, felt fine. And then those who, you know, I wouldn't be surprised that this virus was around for a while. And then all of a sudden, you know, people who were, you know, vulnerable got very, very sick. And when they started to test and they were like, oh boy, you know, this is a new virus. This isn't just cough and cold season. So, well, people are not your friend, unfortunately, in this instance. So stealth transmissions are going to be the major challenge. So telling somebody to stay home when they're sick is absolutely right on. But we're trying to tell people to stay home if they're well. But who's going to man the grocery stores? Or the pharmacies? Or the doctor's offices? 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
All right, we here back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Jose wants me to talk about after the lockdown, what it'll look like. Okay, so if, let's say, we have the 30 days, and again, I'm just pulling this out of my retroperitoneum because I have never been through a lockdown. None of us have. The question people have, and which, again, we can't concentrate on, we can only take one day at a time. Unfortunately, we have to go one day at a time, is that if you have a small business and it's closed, then you need to let people know it's open again. Are people going to run to your business first? Are they going to, you know, and now, I mean, if you have, I brought up hair, and I brought up nails, and I brought up, and I know, you know, we were kind of, you know, there's memes of how people's eyebrows are going to look and things like that. But I'm not really joking about that, because we really are going to, you know, want to get back to normal life as quickly as possible. Some people. Some are going to be suspicious and not want to go out there. So, you know, it brings up a good point. Even if, let's say, we're in a 30-day lockdown, and I don't want to scare anybody, but I want us to be prepared, and I don't want to have our hopes up that 15 days is going to be fine. But we, once, let's say, they say, okay, you know, we're good, you and I both know that the cases are not going to be gone completely. Many, one of you had asked about the, gosh, I need to find the source, the July-August suggestion by somebody in government. One person in Europe had brought up that this could be going on for a year. So everybody hold your horses, okay? We don't want to panic about that. Obviously, life is going to have to get back. And one thing I had brought up on the Sports X radio show with Ken Thompson is if the lockdowns have to continue, you know how in China they started to ease things up? They still have cases. They still have deaths. The problem is people have to live. I mean, let's look at drunk drivers and car accidents, okay? There are thousands upon thousands of car accidents, okay, that happen in the United States every day. We want to avoid being killed in a car accident, but we're not staying home. So they will eventually come up with a time where they can, you know, predict a not a rebound, let's say, of cases. If we have the testing, if we have the community, options in place, for example, medical centers. If medical centers have an area for anybody who still thinks they have coronavirus to go into, you know, that would obviously be something instituted. If you have to be tested before you could go out and do your thing, that would be instituted. And so if we do get a number of test kits, because I know a lot of you guys are thinking that there is no way 15 days, 30 days, 2 months, 3 months is going to be enough. And you're right. We have a virus that's throughout the United States. We don't know how many people have it. I you know, it's scary. And if that's not enough, you know, the problem isn't just locking down. The problem is we all go broke. We need money for food, and the government only has X amount of money. So we are going to have commerce. There is no way to not. This 15-day, 30-day lockdown is to just try to get a grip. 30-day, in my neck of the woods, 15-day suggestion by President Trump. Of course, states are taking their own actions. The Las Vegas Strip could be a hotbed of infection. You know, we have been so lucky to not have the plethora of cases as New York and San Francisco does. But unfortunately, it's still a huge hotbed of where infection could be. So closing it down temporarily is a right move. However, we don't know if once somebody decides to come and visit, you know, and they don't have the symptoms, they're, you know, going to reinfect. So an accurate COVID test, an accurate test that we could trust, that's not going to give us a false negative, would probably, our key would probably be our godsend to make this allow us to go back to our regular lives. You're going to want to know that you're going into a restaurant that with nobody having coronavirus. The restaurant's going to want to know that you don't have it. So maybe everybody has to have their proof. Maybe what's going to have to happen is everybody's going to have a proof or a laminated card that week they were negative. And then with that, people can go back and do commerce. You need to go and get your hair done, right? Are you negative? You have your negative. Your salon stylist is negative. Fine. You could go in and get your hair done. And so we will be able to go back to normalcy. I know it. We will. But we won't be able to if the cases are keeping on spreading and we don't have test kits. If we could slow down the spread and if we could test people to let them feel confident that they don't have asymptomatic coronavirus, we could make this work. Now, how realistic is, getting all these test kits? That's a whole other issue. That's, you know, I don't even know where to begin. I don't even know how many we have. So what's going on, you know, from the medical front? Well, I'm licensed in multiple states, about 12 of them. And so I get to basically hear what's going on in only 12 of the states. And so it's still a big, I just can't be licensed in 50 states, people. Sorry, I'm just too busy. But what I'm hearing is people who do have the cough, who maybe feel a little tightness in their chest, aren't able to get the test. Apparently, they only want to test the high-risk individuals if they have X amount of test kits. So what people are being told to do is to go home, isolate for the 2 weeks, not go to work, in hopes that it dies off. So the approach that's happening in many of these cities right now is if you're sick and we just don't have the test kits to confirm you, you stay the hell home. Which I mean, makes sense. There's no test kit. Don't run around saying, "Woe is me." You're going to stay home. Assume you do. Don't kiss your family members. Don't share utensils. Okay? Stay in a room away from others, especially if they're high risk. And hopefully, if you get over your cold, realize that you could still have it in your body for a week or two. Avoid that, you know, that 14-day mark. And, you know, hopefully, if you had it, you had it. If you didn't have it, you didn't have it. But you stayed away from others. You know, remember, this kind of stems from, we think a lot of us had it in January and February. If China was not honest about how many cases they had, and all of a sudden we heard December 31st that, oh, there's 70,000 people sick with this new virus, you know, gosh darn well, it was around then earlier, and it was probably in the United States. It was probably in multiple countries. So with that being said, if there were a lot of people that were fine and didn't really, you know, succumb to this, then we still have, you know, hopefully that a pretty large percentage of people that will be just absolutely fine. We just have to keep them away from others. So starting to restart your lives, which we're going to talk about in the next, you know, 2 weeks or month or whenever they allow us to, is still going to be slow. All right. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.